You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM. Cutting Eureka Arcata and French's Camp and streaming on the web at KHUM.com. Right now I have Seventh Generation Rise in here. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good.
Sweet. I need to turn up the regular mics for you. But, yeah. You guys are playing Reggae on the River.
Yeah, it'll be the first time with the whole band. We'll be playing at 4 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, Good Shield, you said that you've played there, you've participated in the opening ceremonies, and then also played acoustically there before.
Yeah, it's cool thing about the local music festivals is they usually have a Native person come in and, you know, kind of represent the Native, the First Nations people, and they usually try to get people from the regional area, like, you know, where Reggae on the River is. It was primarily Wailaki people. So I'll have a couple friends there with me, you know, just people from different tribes from all around North America, really. But just to acknowledge, you know, the land that we're on and paying honor to, you know, the ancestors there and just bringing a good energy.
They do that every single day at noon.
Just like Arcata.
Yeah, well, Arcata stopped doing it.
Really?
Yeah, because they changed their fire whistle. Yeah, and then they donated it to Kinetics. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But that's really cool that they do that. Who's doing the opening ceremony this year? Do you know?
Oh, yeah, I will.
Oh, you're doing it?
This is the sixth year in a row.
Well, high five across the room.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, but then you're doing that, and then you're doing your full band's going to be playing, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. Well, anyway, you guys want to play a couple songs?
Yeah, we have a new CD out called The Fifth World. And actually, this first song we're going to do isn't on that new CD, but we're going to do it anyway. This is a song called Stampede, written by our flute player, Mignon Haley.
Sweet.
All right, well, this is Stampede. Enjoy.
You're listening to KHUM. Thank you.
All right, this next song's called Inside. All right, song's called Inside. Ravaged, and the animals are dying. There will be a new tribe of people born upon this earth from many colors, creeds, and classes. And by their actions and deeds, they shall make the earth green once again.
They shall be known as the warriors of the rainbow.
That was awesome. Thank you, guys. What?
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. You guys still have three more songs that you're going to play for everybody. So everybody should definitely stick around and hear the rest and then come out to Reggae on the River tomorrow. What time are you playing? What time is your set?
4 p.m.
4 p.m. So people got to get there early. And I noticed that online sales close at midnight tonight for Reggae on the River. So people can go and get a little bit better deal on like 4-day passes.
Oh, okay.
Online, yeah. Nice. So that's cool. Just putting that out there.
Okay.
Anyway, stick around. You're listening to K-Hum. You're listening to K-Hum. And right now I have 7th Generation Rise in here, who's playing Reggae on the River tomorrow at 4 p.m. So anyway, they're going to go ahead and play three more songs for us.
All right, yeah. I just wanted to give a shout out to Mark Taylor. He's out there in Texas, a good friend of ours that's helping us out with the music. And also that last song we did, Linda Carson, who was the female vocalist on the last song, she actually wrote the lyrics to that and I wrote the words, and it is on our 5th World CD, actually, that last song. But we're going to play the second song off our new CD. This one's called Red Road Home, dedicated to the buffalo in Yellowstone. Reflections of all that used to be.
infinity. Generation will bring us hope. Kongia Yatawa, Hokshe Hihilo. The Crow Nation has brought the message. The buffalo are coming back. Our people are coming back. Next song is on our new CD as well. It's called Sangre y Oro.
Battery went dead in my pedal, so.
Oh, it happens.
So yeah, this last song here is the first song on our new CD. It's called Sierra Warcry.
Much for coming in today.
Yeah,
that's
welcome.
Pretty awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course.
I'd like to introduce the band. This is Johnny Martinez on drums. He's been playing with Seventh Generation for about 9 years now, I think. This is Dominic Moore. He's on bass. He was in a band called Into the Current, and unfortunately that band's not together anymore, but
it's good for us because we got a bass player now.
And Linda Carson, she is a local singer-songwriter. We produce a lot of music together. She'll be guest appearing with us at Reggae on the River this year, playing a couple of her songs. And then this is Mignon Haley on the flute from near Coloma, California, a place called Garden Valley. And my name is Goodshield Aguilar. I've lived in Humboldt since 1997. I travel around the world talking about buffalo. I work with the Buffalo Field Campaign. But also, I've been traveling to Europe, visiting the European buffalo there. A lot of people don't know there was millions of buffalo in Europe. But that's part of what I do. I'm just an animal person. You know, I like to speak on behalf of the animals, and I use music as a platform for that.
Well, that's really cool. I didn't know that about you, that you did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody has to speak on behalf of the buffalo.
Yeah. The big thing right now is, you know, the buffalo in Yellowstone. There's actually been over 8,000 buffalo killed since 1997 in Yellowstone.
Why that many in Yellowstone? 8,000?
Yeah. Wow. It's because of subsidized cattle grazing. So the cattle ranchers out there who were allowed to come in during the Great Depression were given subsidized grazing allotments, so they could pay $1.80 for two cows to graze, and this was back in the 1930s. But they were supposed to leave after the economy got stable, but they're still there. They're still paying $1.80. So and the very last 23 buffalo in the whole country actually were in Yellowstone Park. So Yellowstone Park was actually started to protect the last 23 from poachers. So that it became the first national park under I think it was Teddy Roosevelt who was president at that time. So now, you know, like in the 70s, there was about 7,000. So those 23 made it to 7,000. And then pretty soon, you know, the cattle ranchers were having a problem with the grass, you know. So it comes down to the grass and who gets to eat it. You know, they want the grass for the cows, but they claim that they're overpopulated. They claim that they could give a disease to the cows, a disease called brucellosis. But there's never been one documented case of a buffalo giving this cow disease back to a cow. If anything, it's been the opposite. You know, the cows have given this disease to the elk, to the coyotes, to a lot of wildlife out there. So so we've had two small victories this year. Well, one of them's pretty big, actually. The buffalo are the national mammal, and that's something we've been working on for 20 years now.
Oh, yeah, that just happened a couple months ago, right?
Yeah, 2 months ago. And we've been working on that, like us directly, Buffalo Field Campaign. And then also we have another small victory. There's an area just outside of the southern entrance of Yellowstone Park where the buffalo are safe. They can't be harassed or killed there. So, and that's actually where the pregnant mothers want to go and give birth because it's easier for the babies to graze there. And that's where the cattle ranchers, you know, they're not too happy about that because they want their cows there. But anyway, so that's kind of the big thing right now.
Is there anything that can be done to help move the cattle ranchers or anything?
Well, it's a welfare program set up for cattle ranchers. I mean, if taxpayers knew that $4 to $5 million a year goes to supporting these cattle destroying the ecosystem and killing buffalo, you know, then we could end this whole thing. But unfortunately, there's still...
Well, hopefully an agreement can be made so that it's in the best interest of both parties.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's been years where they don't even take their cows out there. You know, it's kind of a job security for them. You know, it's just weird just to see them out there doing this. You know, that's kind of like they're living old West days. You know,
well, if somebody wants to find out more about all that, where would they go?
We have a really good website. It's www.buffalofieldcampaign.org.
Okay, sweet.
And if you go to YouTube, we have tons of video on there. It kind of shows buffalo, you know, what they endure in the wintertime when nobody's there to see what's happening.
So say that again. It's buffalo...
buffalofieldcampaign.org.
Okay, awesome. And how about Seventh Generation Rise? You don't have a website, do you? But you have a Facebook page.
I actually do have it's under goodshieldmusic.com.
Oh, okay. So it's your website, but it's for the band too. Okay.
Yeah, because I'm primarily known more as a solo musician.
Okay.
I don't really get to travel as much as I'd like to with the band. So when I say Seventh Generation Rise, sometimes people don't know I'm talking about like me. You know?
Okay. So it's Good Shield's.
GoodShieldMusic.com.
Okay, sweet. Well, that's pretty easy to remember then.
Yeah,
because your Facebook's GoodShield and then /7thGenerationRise.
Yeah.
So that's neat. Awesome. Yeah. Well, you guys are playing Reggae on the River tomorrow. That's exciting.
Yeah.
So, yay. People should come on out to that.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have some good YouTube videos up after this weekend.
That's what we're hoping for. People should check out.
There is a good Buffalo Wild by John Trudell that people should check out. Buffalo Wild by John Trudell. The music is with Good Shield and myself. It's a video.
Yeah, I saw that and I play that song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, And it's a poem by John Trudell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah. Played that yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, to get people excited for you guys to come in.
Right, and it's on the album.
Okay, awesome. Well, anyway, we're going to go ahead and play some messages from some of our sponsors and then get back into some other tunes. So make sure to stick around. You're listening to KHAM.